Only take a couple seconds. I just got to talk about a little economic stimulus. Mm. You know, spending my grandchildren's money into oblivion. Uh-oh. That's why I told my future wife, we're not having kids. We're just going to spend it all right now. We don't have to worry about taking, about borrowing from. So let's talk. The economic stimulus, it's passed through Congress, president signed. Is it really, are Hoosiers really going to see a difference, not only in the 7th Congressional District, but also here in Indiana?
Absolutely. I mean, last year, over 100,000 Hoosiers lost their jobs. This stimulus package is going to put 75,000 to work, 7,400 in the congressional and 7th Congressional District. We're working on the other 25,000 through a Green Jobs Initiative. We're working with labor. Some of that stimulus money will help our labor organizations provide training opportunities for those Hoosiers who want to make a good life for themselves and their families.
Do you worry that because this country is spending so much money, eventually it has to be paid back, mm-hmm. and that we're going to end up in a situation where A, the deficit is just going through the roof, and B, that because so much money is now circulating, it's going to, you know, those inflationary pressures that have been sitting around for so long are finally going to start creeping up.
Well, some of our top economists are saying that this is a good idea. I sit on the Financial Services Committee, and I got a chance to ask Ben Bernanke questions about this. He's very hopeful. A few weeks before that, I asked some of the top CEOs about what kinds of internal controls are in place for their organizations in terms of managing this money with regards to the stimulus, because it's all interconnected. We've already seen the TARP release to have a significant capital infusion into the marketplace and to get our companies up and running. With the stimulus, not only will we produce jobs, but those jobs and those benefits that come as a result of those jobs have to be backed. And that's where both the TARP and the stimulus come into play. Economists are saying it's going to take about 3 to 5 years for this recession to go away, and I'm very hopeful.
One of the other big things that's out there is that I've heard from some local officials that because of a lot of the stimulus dollars, there's so many strings attached and so many things that they're limited in use it for, that the projects they really need, it doesn't really do them a whole lot of good. I mean, will you folks, if necessary, come back and maybe lax some of the rules? You know, not so much to get rid of accountability, but so the local governments can have some flexibility to solve their own particular needs.
Well,
I mean, I'm talking about a water park in Carmel. I mean, I'm talking about real roads, bridges, infrastructure.
You know, I had a chance to speak with the president last week, and he's excited about, to your point, producing some good jobs, getting a light rail system here in the district. But bigger than that, you know, as you know, the governor of South Carolina outright rejected the portion, as well as other governors, to which Governor Schwarzenegger said, hell, I'll take what they reject. But to that point, I think it's great that we have some kind of transparency. I think it's important that we have some strings attached, because before the strings were attached, if you will, Abdul, many of the governors were hoping that this would be some kind of slush fund or a bailout, if you will, for their states. It cannot happen, and it shouldn't happen with taxpayer dollars. We have to move forward, and we have to have a greater level of transparency.
Final question. You're a Marion County Democrat. This is an off year for Democrats. You guys hold a lot of county offices, but the big ones, the mayor, the council, the prosecutor's office, held by Republicans. Barack Obama won, but so did Mitch Daniels. Mm-hmm. The old joke, it seems like Democrats may hate each other behind closed doors, but they all love you. So, are you the party savior?
Well, I'm certainly not a savior. I think that we all have an important role to play. Listen, you know, we have a changing of the guard in terms of the mayor's office. Our office works day-to-day with Mayor Ballard, and we're doing a great job in terms of bringing home the turkey bacon, if you will, in terms of reentry programs and helping our fellow law enforcement officers. I think it's critically important that we step in the back room and draw straws, if you will, to pick the best candidate, no disrespect to our wonderful mayor, but pick the best candidate who's going to run and represent the party.
Are you guys going to get through any divisive primaries on the battle, or you went through one yourself?
I'm hopeful that we won't. I'm very hopeful that at the end of the day, we're going to look for party unity and move forward.
Okay. This will be running on Monday. Always good to see you, big.